Vayter in Shas. We are in Harios Daf Tes. Speaking of Paul Chesam Beis Badabam Badapes Badamishtan. Badamishtan. Zakteh the Gemishtan Ein Chayavin Al Shmias Kol V'Al Bitois Vosayim V'Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. That we are not going to be Chayiv for paskening in reference to a Shvua Sa'edus. That's a Shvua that one doesn't know testimony, and Shvuas Bitoy, that one will or will not do something, or Tuma of the Mikdash and Kadoshim. That is the opening here. V'hanasi kayosavehen, and the Nasi is treated like them. Now the Nasi is, by the way, is the Melech, is the King. It says Rashi, De'ina b'karbin olu v'yori, divrei Rabbi Yosei Glili. Time in Rabbi Yosei Glili, and first the Gemara is going to explain why that is exactly in the Gemara. Dear Rabbi Yosef Gli, all these are Rabbi Yosef Gli. Omer, Hanasi, the Nasi, meaning the king, is Chayev B'kula, and he's going to be Chayev in all of these things. Rashi says, B'karban Olav Yorid, Chutz Mishmias Kol, Shein Shmias Kol, Chayel Olav, Shamelech Lodan, Velodan, so he doesn't judge and he doesn't get judged. Velomeid, 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 so. This is the Gemara that we saw in Sanhedrin of Yud Ches. Chutz Mishmias Kol, that's what the Mishnah actually says now. Back in the look inside, Chutz Mishmias Kol, except for that of Shmias Kol, that is, like we mentioned, is the Shvua Sa'edus, the Shvua that one doesn't know about some sort of testimony. Shamelech lo dan ve lo dan oso, ve lo meid ve lo meid dan oso. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, my time to be Siglu. What's the reason we say Glu? You get a pater and Nasi from this type of this carbon, this olive yorid in all cases. It says that, and it will be when one will become guilty about one of these matters. What that means is, when it says in one of these matters, it's saying that whoever can theoretically become chayiv in to bring a carbon for each and every one of these type of things is going to be chayiv carbon for any of them that he does. Which ain't mischayiv ba'achas, ain't mischayiv b'kulan. And that can be chayiv in one whoever can become chayiv to a carbon for each and every one of these is not going to be chayiv for any of them. Says Gemara of Ema. Hold on one second. We say the pasuk means the opposite. Mischayev ba'achas man v'alfa pishen mischayev b'kulan. You are chayev for one of them, even though you're not chayev in all of them. Ella time Rabbi say gleim ha'chil. Learn it from here. The time within a brisa. Hi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah. In Namar it says by the Chatas. Lo sagia yado, right by the olive yard. That lo sagia yado. If he's not able to deal with, he can't afford it. Then, to a sheep and a goat, then he has to bring shtei tarm or shtei bnei yona, one for chatz, one for an olive. Nemar lo sasig yado. And it says also, but if he can't do this either, then he brings flour. Misha bali de'anlius v'ashirus. So we see from this pasuk that's going to say if the carbon olive yard, there's someone who can come to be poor or rich. This is excluding these two because they're not going to come to being poor. They're rich. Nasi, because it says, when Nasi does never and he transgresses one of all the commandments of Hashem is God. This means only someone who has one who only has above him God, right? Therefore, that's talking about the king. And therefore, he's the Nasi is the king who rules over the land, and he's not going to be poor. Mashiach, Tzitziv, HaKoyin HaGadol Me'achav, which means the Koyin is above his brothers. Shehu Gadol Me'achav, B'noi, B'koch, B'chachma, Uva Osher, and rare wealth, he's Ikoin. Acher Momim, Minayim Shemein Lo Gadleihu Mishalach Echav, where we know that if he doesn't have wealth, that we have to give him, make him higher. Tamalov, HaKoyin HaGadol Me'achav, Asher Yutzak Al Rosho, upon whose head is poured, the Shemna Mishcha. It's done through the brothers, which means God Leu Me'achav, that we raise him up through his brothers. Okay, so we see that the Kohen Mashiach can never be getting poor. So we see that the Nasi or the Kohen Mashiach can't even get that state. So since the carbon olav yared is put on only on someone who's able to also become like that, therefore they're excluded from it. But it can become poor, they're excluded. By mine ravina me rav nachman by yitzchak nasi shenitzara. Let's say a nasi gets tsaras, and therefore he can't go and rule the people. Right? If a king gets tsaras, then he has to give up the throne until he gets better. He's not allowed to be the ruler in the state of Taras. What about now when it comes to an Olav Yorid? Mitchadachi? Do we say that he's pushed away entirely because he's a king over there, therefore he's out of it even if he can't rule anymore? Or Miftar Pater? Do we say that he is only while he's the king, he doesn't have to do it, but afterwards he does have to? Amar le dilach o de Gaza. Does he pay from your money or from his own money? Obviously he pays from his own money, and since he doesn't lose out because of the fact that he's no longer the king, he's still rich, therefore he's still going to be pater. Ta-an, you're willing to buy, sir. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Moshiach pater mekulam, Kohen Moshiach is going to be pater from all of them, all these averis that we would normally make this chiyuv. Amar Rava says, my time, Rabbi Kiva, what's pshat? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Zeh karban aron ubanav. This is the carbon of Aaron and his son. This is Asiris Eifa that he brings as the mincha. It burns half in the morning, half in the nighttime. Zo bo chova lo. When it says this is the thing, it's implying that this is going to be his chiyuv on him. Ve'in acher is bo chova lo. But no other carbon is going to be a chiyuv upon him. So therefore, the Kohen, Mashiach is going to be pater from bringing the poorest type of Olav Yorid, which is Asiris Eifa. Since he's going to be pater from bringing that type, he's also excluded from bringing any other type as well. Why don't we just say, when the pasuk come along to exclude him, midale dalus, from the very poor person's type. My new Asiris Eifa, that's a tenth of Eifa of fine flour. Valanias Vashiris lo ma tirachmana. But from the not-so-poor person's form, he's not going to be excluded from such a thing. He says, Gemara lo sakel tayfel, he wouldn't have thought that. Dachsiv, chipar alav ha-kohen, ha-al-chatas ha-shechata mechaz me'ela, or the kohen is going to bring a kapara for the sin that he did, through one of these things, ha-mischaper mechaz, mischaper mekulan. When it says through one of these things, means that one who could be, get a kapara from each and every one of them, can get through any of them, then you can't get from a kulan, right? And since the Kohen Mashiach is not able to get a kapara through the very poor person's type, therefore he's also the other types as well, he's excluded from. But what about the fact that it says, and it will be when one will be guilty regarding one of these, one of these things, Hachanami, here also you want to say that you want to explain it to me, the Chol Mischai Ba'achas, Mischai Ba'kulan, V'Shei Mischai Ba'achas, and Mischai Ba'kulan, that's really want to say. Alam Tanan, the one we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nasi Chayev Chutz Mishmias Kol, Nasi is going to be Chayev, except for the Shmias Kol, which is the, as we said, which is the Shvuas Seidus. Why would you say that he wouldn't be Chayev for such a thing? Right? According to the way that you're going to explain the Pasuk, the fact that the Nasi is Pater in one should automatically show him that he's going to be also from bringing in any other ones of the cases. And for the Gemara, Abaye for Rava, different Shmaya, they both explain, Me'achas Mashmalei. Rabbi Kiva is saying that when it says through one of these, it's saying each and every one of them, Me'achas Lo Mashmalei. So it says, me'achas, that's what you think, but le'achas does not apply about each and every one of them. Why is it that me'achas through one of them, why is it different that it's going to show that each and every one of them, according to Rabbi Kiva? The kasrechmona libesof. It's because the pasuk tells us, wrote it at the end of the entire Olav Yorid pasuk, Gabe Sira Se'ifa. Lameimra is coming to tell you, the kol, the mechayev, asir se'efa, mechayev bekulan. That whoever can be chayev to the asir se'efa type of carbon, very poor, will be chayev to all of them. Whoever can't be, will not be chayev to them. If you would think to say that one can become chayev to any one of these types of things, even though he can't become chayev to each and every one of them, then let it go ahead, right? The Torah should have written through one of these in the context of the poor person's carbon, inami bashiris, or written by the rich persons, which are the types to which you can say that the Karim Mashiach can be chayef. Since the Torah decided to write the statement through one of these karbanos in the context of the Karim Mashiach that is going to be excluded, meaning the very, very poor type of karban, so we have to explain it to mean that because he's excluded from this one, he's automatically from the other ones as well. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shavatar shechayavim azdon kares or shigun chatos. Any type of mitzvah that in the Torah that you be chayav if you did it by mezid kares and the shigig you be chayav chatos hayachid mevi kispa usira. The yachid goes and brings an individual person would bring a kispa and a seira vanasi sire brings a sire. Moshiach based in mivian par. He goes and he brings a bowl. Uba'avodas kochavim. And where the situation we're dealing with is avodah zarah is hayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach mevi'in se'ira. That's the korban they bring. U'beizdin par v'sayir. And the korban brings the par and the sayir. Par la'olah v'sayir l'chatas. Okay, now. Asham talu, in reference to Yasham talu, hayachid v'hanasi chayavin. Both of them are going to be chayav to bring an asham talu if they do something that, you know, b'shogeg, that would pass and possibly would be they did a karis. When Mashiach Bezin, when they do the Mashiach Bezin, Peturin, they're going to be Pater from this. Asham Vada, in reference to an Asham Vada, though, not an Asham Tali, we're not sure. Like, for example, someone's over Me'ila or something like that to be an Asham Vada. Then, Hayachiv and Asiv and Mashiach Chayavin, who Bezin, Peturin, Bezin is going to be Pater. Al Shmias Hakol, Vabitos Hashvayim, Vatumas Mikzot Shvikadoshav, so we started off today. Right, these are the Shvuos Eidos, again, a Shvuos that one doesn't know testimony, or Shvuos Bitoy, the one will or won't do something, or Tumas of the Mikdash and Kachim, Beis and Baturin, they're going to be Pater. And, V'yachav v'nasi v'mashiach chayev v'nogin v'chayev. Ela she'en koin gadol Mashiach chayev al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So the exception to this is that the koin gadol Mashiach is not going to be chayev for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Divrei Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Shimon. U'mayin mevi'in, and what do they bring? Right, the koin Mashiach and the nasi for something where they're going to be chayev. And what carbon does the koin Mashiach bring when he is this situation of Shvuos Eidos or Shvuos Bitoy, and what exactly do they bring? Carbon olav yored. They bring a carbon olav yored. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hanasi Mivisayer. He brings a sire, a male goat. Tanya, we learned in a bright sire. Rabbi Shimon Hayyer Nosin Klal. He said a general principle, kol shahayachid b'ashem talui. Any situation where a yachid is going to be chayiv to bring an ashem talui, a nasi keretzibo, the nasi is going to be also chayiv. Mashiach ubeizd in p'turin, but when it comes to koi Mashiach and beizd in, they're going to be pater. Kol shu b'ashem vadai, anytime it's not ashem talui, but ashem vadai, then Nasi Mashiach Kayotze Ben, Nasi Mashiach are also going to be chayiv. Based on Baturin, they are going to be Pater. Shmia Sakol, Ubiter Sosayim, Tus Mikzif Gidashav, these three types of circumstances, based on Baturin, Nasi Mashiach Chayiv. Ela Shena Nasi Chayiv, Shmia Sakol, except for a Nasi is not chayiv for Shmia Sakol, which, like we explained, is the Shvuos Ha'edus. Again, some makes a Shvuah that he doesn't know about some sort of testimony. V'lo Mashiach, and also the Mashiach, B'tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, in contaminating the Mikdash, or it's Kadashav, it's holiness. Kol Shehu B'Olav Yorid, and any case where a regular person, the Mechayev, Olav Yorid, in the case of, let's say, there was Tumas Mikdash for Kedashav, or in the Shavuos Bitoy, or Shavuos Eidos, not say Kiryas Ben, the Nasi's like them, there's going to be Chayiv as well. Mashiach, Beisim, Paturin, but they are going to be Pater. So it's going to be Hagul Fakasha. What do you mean? Just contradict yourself. Amar, you said, Shein Mashiach Chayiv, but Tosh Mikdash Gudashav. First, you start by saying the Kur Mashiach is going to be Chayiv and Tosh Mikdashav. But Tosh Mikdash Gudashav with the Pater. Then, Right, you said that Amar Chain Mashiach Chai Batum Sukhish Gadashov, which sounds like it's saying that Batum Mishmikdash Gadashov, who the potter, that's who's going to be potter, of Mashiach Sakol Bitus of Sam's going to be Chayef. A Masefa, Koshubol of Yored, Nasif Kayotse, Bo Mashiach Bezdin, or going to be Paturin, Katani Mashiach Bezdin Paturin, Ma Bezdin Paturin Mikulan. Af Mashiach Pterim Mikulin. So to Mashiach is going to be putter from all of them as well. Beep turn the page. Sesame base. Kasha and Adadi. Therefore, the Baisa is pretty self-contradictory. Says the Gemara. Amar Afuna Bered Rav Yoshua. Lo Kasha. Kan Bedalus. The first statement, which is going to be Mashma, that the Koy Mashiach is sometimes going to be Chayev to a Yolo V'yored. We're talking about with a person who's poor, but not all the way to the bottom over there. Right? A person's type of carbon. But in the last one, which in the Seifa, which is going to be Mashma, that the Kohen Mashiach is never going to be Chayav, if we're dealing with the poorest of the poor, the lowest of the low over there. If Shimon Savalok, Rabbi Akiva, or Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva Bechada, he agrees with them one, Upalagale Bechada, he argues with one. Savalok, Rabbi Akiva Bechada, Dallas, he agrees. With Rabbi Akiva in reference to the Dali Dallas, that type of carbon, the putter, there's going to be putter from bringing that. However, Upalagali Bedalis, but in the case of Dallas, which is not all the way down, he argues with him about that, and the wealthy person's type of thing, he owns that the Parmashiach is going to be Chayev in such a case. Okay, we saw in the Mishnah, Elishin Kohen Gadol Chayev, the Kohen Gadol is not going to be the coin gadol mashiach, right? It's not going to be chayv to a carbon for tumas mikdash for kadoshav. Amar Chizkia, my time Rabbi Shimon. What's Pshat Rabbi Shimon? Because that was Rabbi Shimon. The siv v'nichrusa nefesh ahi mitoch hakahal, because it says that it's the siv v'nichrusa nefesh ahi mitoch hakahal. Me shekarbanu shavah lekahal. When it says b'tocha kahal, it means that someone whose carbon is equal to that of the kahal is going to be chayav for tumas mikdash gadashav. Because there shein karbanu shavah lekahal. We know that the karbon mashiach his carbon is not to the same the kahal of the when we were talking about over here. It says Rashi mashiach yatsa mashiach shein karbanu shavah de'im is chaper b'shel kahal b'kapar shem kippurim to mischaper par v'shem. They have two different types of karbanos. M. Cain says Gemara, the Nasi Nami and karbanos Shabbalakal. The Nasi also should be excluded because his chatas is not equal to that of the kahal of the Gemara. Shavuk kapar to Yom Kippur. The Nasi is equal to the kahal in reference to the Yom Kippur kapara. The fact that he gets kapara. Right? They have the kapara of Yom Kippur. M. Cain, if that's really true, that the point of connecting them is that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, then Kohanim Nami lo Shavu L'Kahal B'Kapar. Kohanim Nami lo Shavu L'Kahal B'Kapar the Yom Kippurim, then the regular Kohanim also they should be excluded because they're not equal to the Kahal in reference to the Yom Kippur Kapara. Now, why is that? Because the Kohanim, they get it through the Yom Kippur, through the Kohen Gadol's par, but not through the tzibur, whereas they get through the tzibur, says Gemara, Kohanim shavu l'kahal b'shar mitzvos shana kula. The Kohanim are similar to the kahal in reference to kapara for other mitzvos right, throughout the entire year. So Rashi says the mischapri mitzibur v'par habal kol mitzvos hilchayev mitumas mitzvos v'kadoshov. They do fall into that category. So the Gemara mishich nami hashavu b'shar mitzvos shana. He's also equal to the kahal in reference to the kapara of other commandments throughout the year. So Ella Amarav says Imahachi. She should say like the following. Mishakatasha Shavali Yechidim, one who is sins for something that he is should bring a carbon that's equal to regular individuals. Umainia, what is that? Kahal, they're the members of the Kahal, of the congregation. And now the last thing that we saw in the Mishnah was that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Nasi, Rabbi Sayer, the Nasi brings the Sayer, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Betumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Rabbi Eliezer, the Nasi brings the Sayer, instead of a carbon will be earned, only by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. In that case, it makes sense to hold that the Nasi Chayev to his Chattas Kavua, Hol V'Nemer Karis Bo Ke B'Kavua. Since Karis is mentioned in reference to this Avera, it's mentioned in reference to all of the averas that lead to a fixed chatas. Amar Rav Papa, Halchinam Mistabas, so it makes sense. He's a katat of Rabbi Eliezer al Kulan Kamar. You want to say his din is referencing, you know, the carbon of Yorit. It's including all different things over here. Michti, let's see. Seir Nasi Apar Mashiach Bemkom Yachid Lechatas Kai. The Nasi's Sa'ir and the Kohen Mashiach's Par take the place of the regular individuals, Se'ira, right, the lamb, the female lamb or female goat, as a Chatzis Kavua. So it's not only the Nasi, but also the Kohen Mashiach, who's removed from the category of a regular person. Nisti Nami Mashiach may be Par. So therefore, let Rabbi Lezer teach also that the Kohen Mashiach is going to bring a par instead of bringing a carbon of yarid. B'shmias kol u'bitoy svasayim. This would be connected to when you have the shmias kol and bitoy svasayim, which once again we said means the shmias kol and bitoy svasayim is the shvus eidus and the shvus bitoy that someone will or will not do some sort of action. But since Rabbi Lezer did not teach us in reference to the Mashiach, the Komashiach, Shmamina, Atumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav Kai. It must be going on Atumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the Mashiach Pater, right? The case with the Mashiach is going to be Pater. Amar the Rav Huna, Bird of Nasan, the Rav Papa, he comes and he says, Mimai, how you learn this out? Delma, Rabbi Eliezer, Akulan Kai. Maybe we're going to say Rabbi Lezer is going to refer to all the different types, all three of the of the carbon olos, kolom near the chatas things, when he says that the nasi brings the he goat, Mashiach, Savalak Rabbi Akiva. And the reason he's going to leave out mentioning the Kohen Mashiach is because in reference to that, he also Rabbi Akiva, the Mashiach Pater Mikulo. He says he's going to Pater from all these things. Amar Lei, so he says back to him, says, Rabbi Papa back, Rabbi Akiva, mi Pater, mi Par. Really? Is Rabbi Akiva Pater, the Kohen Mashiach, even from a Par when he does one of these Averis? Of course not. Rabbi Akiva is going to exempt him only from a ola v'yorid chatas, but he's going to hold him chayev to a bull, right? V'su lo midi, and there's nothing more to say about this. Of course, Rabbi Lezer is leaving out the Kohen Mashiach is going to prove. He's referring only to the case of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Smod Rabbi Lezer Shein maybe Asham Taloi." Rabbi Lezer is masking that a nasi doesn't bring an Asham Taloi. For the Tumas Mikdash for Kadashav. Tani Tani Kame Rav Sheshes Asham Tali Ba Al Tumas Mikdash for Kadashav. Asham Tali, when you're not sure, is brought for maybe contaminating the Mikdash or its Kadashav. Amalek says back to him, Amal Lachman, he says, who said such a thing? Rabbi Lezer Hidamar. It's got to be Rabbi Lezer. It says, Hol Venemar Bo Karis Bekibikavua, since Karis is mentioned regarding this Avera, as it's mentioned, regarding all of the Averas that lead to a Kavua, a Chatas Kavua, Maisi Nasi Sayer Alei, the Nasi brings his Sayer as his Chatas for doing it. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Motar Eliezer, Shein Mivi Hashem Talei. Hold on a second. Rabbi Eliezer is masking that the Nasi doesn't bring a Hashem Talei for maybe contaminate, you know, for perhaps Timus Mikdash V'Kadashav. So it's a Merkacha. It's not a good question. Hajan Allah, or a Kohen Mashiach. And the la la la, hey, and the la la la, oh, like we said, we're going to do, let's quickly do it. Vavim Abayis starts off, Hora Kohen Mashiach, La'atma Shogig, Va'asa Shogig, maybe Par Shogig, Va'asa Mezid, maybe Mezid, Va'asa Shogig, Pater, etc. We are Yotze Zayin. With that, my friends, we're going to stop here. Mazel Tov for finishing the second pack of Harios, looking to finish off the third, Bez Hashem Bekarov. Till then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.